This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. The number of COVID-19 cases in Northampton and Lehigh counties continues to grow, and that means more families will be faced with the agonizing prospect of having a loved one hospitalized at a time when area hospitals have banned almost all visitors. I spoke to one Bethlehem resident who's been through just that. Jennifer Sunita was living with her partner, Chris McMillan, and their three kids from separate marriages, ages 8 to 11, when things took a very bad turn. Chris was in isolation in the furnished basement, sick with COVID-19, and getting worse. He entered Lehigh Valley Hospital Muhlenberg on April 22nd.
He had his cell phone, his cell phone charger, and his wallet, and out the door. So the first few days he was there, he was able to call me until the 25th. When they intubated.
Chris McMillan remained on a ventilator for 8 days to assist his breathing. Visiting was out of the question, but a nurse offered to hold Chris's phone and connect Jennifer via FaceTime.
She was adorable. She, you know, and here's his room and here's his window and this is, you know, and here he is, here's our guy, you know, and so I was able to see him. Even though he was in the coma, you know, but they were all very understanding about the fact that it's got to be heartbreaking to not be able to be there.
8 days later, Chris was the first COVID-19 patient at that hospital to be successfully extubated. He's back home, recovering, starting to play guitar again, and thinking about whether or when he'll be able to complete a 5K run. His partner Jennifer's advice for those who can't visit their loved ones in the hospital?
Call the nurses. They know that, you know, they're kind of a surrogate family member. That's why they're just so amazing to me. You know, reach out to them and they will talk to you. You know, it's not easy. It's scary.
She adds, be patient with them. Know that your family member is not the only one there. Everyone is trying their best. They will help you.